This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Kim Pauley. The first community meal took place on December 7th. Manson's Hall was warmly lit with Christmas lights and festooned with big handmade snowflakes and sparkling garlands. Four long tables were placed in the center of the room, set up corner to corner to form a square, with a space in the middle. About 30 people of all ages were in attendance, and the atmosphere was convivial and light. Island cooks served up an all-house-made meal of hearty soup, two kinds of bread, gluten-free and a sourdough, and apple crisp. Funded through the Better at Home Food Security Initiative, this was the first of what is hoped to be a weekly event in the coming year, rotating through Cortez's three community halls, according to Esther Strebos, coordinator of Better at Home for Cortez Island. A second community meal will take place at Manson's Hall on Thursday, December 14, at noon. CKTZ spoke with Strebos about the community meal program and its aim to provide a weekly warm meal, along with an opportunity to build social connections. How did the idea for the community meal come about?
Well, the idea has been around for a very long time. They have this program on Quadra Island where they have a weekly community meal. It's very popular there. And so we've been playing with this idea for a long time and just trying to get the funding in place for the food and also some reliable people that could sort of run the program. And so in connection with the emergency preparedness program that we ran through the Better at Home program, one of those things that we wanted to do was do like warming centers where people would go to if there was an emergency. And what we wanted to do is organize lunches and get that sort of set up. But we did not get to do the program until, we didn't get to start it till June. So the winter was already over. And so it's kind of been on hold until then. And so finally now all those pieces came together. So we were like, okay, let's do it.
Is this then Cortez Island's first community meal?
Yeah, well, I think there has been some in the past, but not through the Better at Home or New Horizons for Seniors. So as far as I'm involved, yes, this is the first one, and hopefully the first one of many.
Do you think this could go the route of Quadra Island's weekly community meal?
Yeah, so what we're hoping to do is to do it on a weekly basis and rotate through the three community centers. So go Manson's Hall and then the Gorge and then also at Clahoose.
Are you excited about it?
Yes, I am. I've been waiting for a long time for this to happen, so I am very excited.
And what do you anticipate in terms of attendance?
Yeah, I'm trying not to have too much expectation about it for attendance, you know. For me, it's always like, if there's a small amount of people and they're having a great time, it's a success. So I'm not trying to get a large group of people there right away. I hope everybody that wants to show up can show up and be there and enjoy a good meal and meet some people or meet some friends, and that slowly it will become known that, you know, every week there's going to be a warm meal somewhere on Cortez that people can go to if they want to. And they don't have to sign up and they don't have to give out any information. They can just show up, have a meal. They can be at a table with other people. They can be at a table by themselves. They can socialize if they want. They don't have to if they don't want to. And it's just a place for everyone to go. And we know that food in a social setting is, you know, a super big component of building connections. And so for some people that might take longer, and for other people it might be right away. And
You mentioned the time that it took to organize this, and I would imagine part of that would have been figuring out how the food was going to happen.
Yeah, so through the Better at Home program, received food security funds, and so we have been running Meals on Wheels with Sunflower Foods for while now. It's very successful. We also do a grocery bag program, which is also going great. We worked with a farmer, Big Fur Farm, and they did veggie boxes for us in the summer. And so this is just another component of it. So how do we bring nutritious food to people in our community? And we know we are focused on seniors at Better at Home, but we know that a lot of the seniors would like to mingle with other generations. And so this way we can combine it where it can be a little bit of each program. So the New Horizons for Seniors program is more about getting out and meeting people and being in the community. And then the food security part for Better at Home is more about nutritious food, making sure that everybody has a warm meal at least once a week. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so we're just trying to get the word out and combining programs and seeing how that will go.
Will Sunflower Foods be doing the catering for these events?
No, this is, so we signed up with three people in the community that are sort of going to run it. Mm-hmm. So they will be the people sort of running the show. They order the food, they cook it. Right now they're also going to do the cleanup and everything like that. And mm-hmm. so we're hoping that eventually we will be able to have volunteers help quite a bit. But for now, they have to figure out how it's going to work. And so they take it all on through our program.
Okay. How would you say that the community meal fits in with the Better at Home mandate?
Well, the Better at Home mandate is for people to be out in the community, to have a healthy, nutritious food, to feel good, to know their neighbor if they need a hand, that they can reach out. So there's lots of new people in the community that some of the seniors don't know yet, new neighbors, and sometimes it's just really hard to connect with them. So one of the ways we can make that connection is maybe that if they're in their community, let's say Squirrel Cove, if some people move there and they're new, they don't know anybody, we also have quite a few seniors there. So if they all end up at the community meal and they get to know each other, then that is better for all the seniors that live in that community in the long run, because everybody can help each other.
Well, this has been great to talk to you about this. Thank you so much, and looking forward to the community meal. CKTZ was speaking with Esther Strebos, coordinator of the Better at Home program on Cortez Island. Kim Pauley, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.